Far to the south lies a land of dazzling snowfields, crystalline glaciers, and dramatically carved ice mountains soaring above an untamed frozen wilderness. There are no human sounds in this land of primeval beauty, only the wild cries of birds, seals, and whales echoing across the vast expanse of land and sea. Experience the wonders and grandeur of a land where few have ever set foot as we discover the world's last frontier.
By mid-1940, the German army had conquered all of Western Europe. Hitler was tightening the noose around Britain. In the Atlantic, German U-boats were decimating Allied convoys, threatening to cut off Britain's only lifeline. But Churchill had a secret weapon, the strangest military establishment in the world. Crossword fanatics, chess champions, mathematicians, students and professors, Americans and British, all came here with one common aim: to unlock the secrets of the Enigma.
Across Britain, thousands of historic buildings have been neglected, their owners unable to restore them because of planning restrictions or lack of money. Luckily, some romantics do take on the challenge of restoring and converting historic buildings.
Poor things just stood there, neglected and sad.
It is a challenge.
Often, churches, mills, and agricultural buildings are abandoned because they seem too big or unfit for residential conversion.
I don't really mind if this lasts me the rest of my days and I die doing this.
But these unusual places can offer up countless opportunities to create a space that can eventually be called home.
It's extraordinary just to actually see, you know, people working here.
In this episode, we head to Kent, the Garden of England, to meet a couple who want to convert a redundant oast house into their new home at the heart of their historic family estate.
Obviously, it won't be nearly as grand as this.
And we delve into the fascinating history of these wonderful buildings.